The Gemara Masechet Nida, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, mentions a famous line that gets repeated so often in rabbinic literature, Ein Balanes Makir Beniso, that the miracle maker himself doesn't realize what's happening, doesn't recognize the miracle that's being performed. We see such a miracle maker in the Parshiot we're reading now. We read yesterday and we'll read again next week of Paro's chief cupbearer, the Sar Hamashkim. What are the chances that all these miracles are going to take place? It's unbelievable. It's so understandable that this cupbearer, the Sar Mashkim, forgets about Yosef the moment he's freed from prison. And then the miracles happen. A few years later, he remembers Yosef when Paro needs his dream interpreted. That he even mentions Yosef, even though he's reminding Paro that Paro himself threw him in jail for dereliction of his duty. Does he realize what he's going to set into play? That Yosef, interpreting the dream correctly, is going to be elevated to Prince of Egypt and setting up the whole sojourn of Avdut and Cherut, of slavery and redemption in Mitzrayim, that's going to come to represent so much of our national experience and tradition. So different are our heroes of Hanukkah, Matityahu and his sons. When Matityahu cries out, Mi Lashem Elai, who is for Hashem, join me. He and his five sons are totally aware of what they're trying to do. Defeat the Greek Empire, reclaim their homeland, and purify the Beis HaMikdash. And that it will take a miracle for them to succeed. So what's the difference between the cupbearer, the Sar Hamashkim, and the Hasmoneans? The Mechilta, which is the halachic midrash on Sefer Shemot, says on the Pasuk, on Tet Vav, Pasuk Bet, on chapter 15, Pasuk 2, about the miracle of the splitting of the sea, the Kriyat Yamsuf, and says that a maidservant that day saw the miracle was so amazing that a maidservant saw more than Yechezkel ben Buzi. That even the most common people in Israel saw revelations that day, what even the prophet Ezekiel, Yechezkel, saw, he didn't see what they saw. Why Yechezkel? Because he sees what no one else sees. The unbelievable, the holy chariot, the Merkava, Gog and Magog, the war that will end of days, the dry bones. Yechezkel sees things no other prophet sees. And the Mechilta says that he didn't even get to see what the common people saw that day of Kriyat Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea. That they were unbelievable what they saw. That a people together sent to the level of prophecy. It's unheard of in human history till then. It's a moment to rival Sinai in miraculous events. What does Moshe say to the people at the time? A few psukim beforehand, Moshe says to the people, Al tir'u, hityatzvu, have no fear, stand by. Ure'u et yeshuat Hashem asher yaseh lachem hayom. And see the deliverance which the Hashem will work for you today. Right? Hashem will fight for you and you will be at peace. Why does Moses need to prepare the people? There's a beautiful idea I came across by a 20th century English poet, Ralph Hodgson. He wrote, some things have to be believed in order to be seen. And I think that's what perfectly explains what happened at the splitting of the sea. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the legendary Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva, commented on this Mechilta. And ask Stavka, why is it mentioned that a maidservant, why is it that everyone saw what Yechezkel didn't see? Why does it say that even the common people saw something, a revelation that great, that even the prophet Ezekiel didn't see? Because for whatever profound revelations that the people saw that day, the maidservant always viewed herself as a maidservant. The average guy just viewed himself as an average guy. That when they looked in the mirror that night, say Chaim Yankel that day, he just saw a regular person. So even though he saw something that was so miraculous that even Ezekiel himself didn't see, he stayed a regular person because that's all he saw in himself. The day was amazing, but it didn't last. They didn't let it impact them. But because Ezekiel views himself, Yechezkel sees himself, someone who could see the great visions of Hashem, and so he became. He became the prophet. He became Yechezkel. And so did the Hashmonaim, Matityahu and his sons. They believed in it. They dared to believe. And they succeeded. They mamish literally saved the Jewish people. They believed in it so strong that they accomplished it. They did defeat the Greeks. They did establish the Jewish government anew. They did purify the Beis HaMikdash, and they saved our future. What are we believing so strongly? What miracles are waiting for us to open our eyes to every single day, waiting for us to make them happen? I wish you all such hatzlacha with this, and a Chanukah kasher v'sameach, a Chanukah that brings light and beauty and simcha to you and to your families and to all of Am Yisrael. Chag Sameach.